This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state has awarded higher education scholarships to help Coloradans get back to work. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The Back to Work grants, totaling $15 million, are expected to help 4,000 Coloradans. Colleges and universities must prioritize workers who were laid off or furloughed by the pandemic, or workers whose earnings dropped or who couldn't enter the workforce. Money will help workers complete a degree or earn an industry-recognized credential. Colleges are expected to award a set number of degrees or credentials by the end of the grant term. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a new bus service between Telluride and Grand Junction. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
After Telluride, it's Placerville, Ridgeway, Montrose, Olathe, Delta, then five stops in Grand Junction. TJ Burr is with the Colorado Department of Transportation, which runs the Bustang Outrider service. He imagines all kinds of people will use this route.
There'll be folks, based on the stops, obviously coming to the airport, going to the medical center, hopefully some veterans taking advantage of the VA service as well.
And these riders can go to Grand Junction and come back in the same day. The new route runs 5 days a week. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Crews are working to contain a 60-acre wildfire north of Silverthorne. An evacuation order and pre-evacuation notice have been issued for 600 homes. Cooler weather could help slow the fire's growth. Indeed, there is rain in the forecast tonight for much of Colorado. This is CPR News.